Romans 6, 9 and 10. We know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death no longer has control over him. For the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. Yes, Jesus willingly gave up his life. He died for our sin on Calvary's cross. But he also rose from the grave, and death has no power over our triumphant living Savior. Our Lord suffered under the agonizing load of our guilt and shame. He paid our debt in full. There is nothing more to be done to earn our salvation. But he is alive, living, breathing, glorified, serving our God and Father and bringing him glory, honor, and praise. How blessed we are to have a Savior who lived and died and lives again and graciously unites us with himself, pouring out the benefits of his death and resurrection on us through the sacrament of holy baptism. Our prayer from There's a Prayer for That. Heavenly Father, thank you for sacrificing your Son as my Savior. Dearest Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood on the cross to take away my sin and shame. Comforting Spirit, thank you for clothing me in the righteousness of Christ through the washing of water with God's Word. Amen.